So right after the... Actually, there's a fascinating shaila here, you know, because Elisha told her, she came and asked him a shaila. Big shaila, the woman came to him and said, what should I do? Meaning the oil filled up. He told her to bring kalim. And basically, the little bit of oil that she had filled up all the kalim. And then the oil kept on going. The way the pasuk reads, the oil kept on coming. If you look at the psukim, the oil kept on coming. And then when she was told there's no more kalim for where the oil should go, it stopped. If you read the psukim, there happens to be a fascinating Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Fascinating. He says, Vayikim loisa kalim. That's what Pasuk reads. The oil stopped flowing. So, the Shaul says, why the oil all of a sudden stopped flowing? The oil was coming. The oil was going nonstop. The oil was flowing. Why the oil stopped now? So, Chaim Shmulevitz has a gevaldik yisoid. Chaim Shmulevitz says that when you get a brocha from a tzaddik, so we know that a tzaddik, especially, the Gemara Bava Basra says, a Talmud Chochem has a koyach to give a bracha. Mishiyesh lecholah b'seich beisoy, ilcheitzel chochem. To daven, to be mispalel for you. So B'chaim Shmulevitz says that the reason why when a tzaddik gives a bracha, it's poyel, is because the emuna that the person has in, that the Emunas Chachomim. As I said, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. It's a schar. So it's an interesting thing. When a person goes to a Chacham, he gets a bracha, according to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the real active ingredient is themselves. You follow? They're going to a Chacham. The Chacham is giving them a bracha and saying they're going to poilos by the Rabbanu Shalom. The person, the recipient of the bracha, has Emunas Chachomim. And the Amunas Chachomim is poil on the bracha. So he says that once there were no more kalim, and in her mind she looked at it like, okay, so there's no more, she wasn't focused anymore on the bracha to keep on coming. It's almost like a sink that's being regulated by the makabel. So I was fascinated by this Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. So I was by another Adam Gadol, a tzaddik, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, many years ago. And I told over to Reb Chaim Kanievsky this Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. I wanted to hear what he had to say about it. The man that gives a lot of brachas. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky was not surprised at all. He said, yeah, vada. He said, achzogan amai said that he has a mesorah from his family, from Arya Levine, all the way back to the Shoyal Umeshiv. That the Shoyal Umeshiv had a Talmud, that was a Lamdan, a Talmud Chochem, and the guy wanted to learn, and he ran out of money. Of course, he couldn't learn anymore. So he went to his Rebbe, he went to the Shoyal Umeshiv. He said, Rebbe, I'm going to have to go out to work. I can't support myself any longer. I have to go out to work. And he really wanted to continue learning. So the Shoyal Umeshiv said, no. David should tell him. Maybe she will help you. So he told him, but how? What should I do? What ishtadlus should I do? So just like we have today lottery, they had then also a type of lottery in those days. So the Shoyal Umeshiv told him, go buy a ticket. The girl, go buy a ticket to Mapas. Buy one. So the Talmud tells his Rebbe, what number should I pick? So the Shoyal Umeshiv takes out his pen. He writes down which numbers he should pick. So the Talmud has a good Talmud. He writes down the numbers. He comes home. He tells his wife, that's it. All the parnasa problems are over. My Rebbe said we should buy a lottery. And I talk about it. And these are the numbers. And tomorrow we're going to be rich. When they play the lotto tomorrow, we're going to be rich. Wife says, okay, great, she says, but maybe let's now, during supper, let's play the game right here by the table. Let's see what happens. No, they played the game. And guess what? Those numbers won. They made a mini lottery in the house, a test run. The numbers won. So of course they went, it's crazy. Right, lottery numbers, gewaldig. The next morning he didn't win. Came back to the Sholem Eshev. The Rebbe. He says, wait a minute, can't be. Hagido, tell me the whole Makar Alacha. He gave him the whole story. He said, no, you used up the numbers already. I gave you numbers. You used them up by supper. That's it. So Chaim Knievsky said, what's the pshat in the Maisa? The pshat in the Maisa was, that was a kvetch in the Emunas Chachomim. Let's check it out. Let's see. There's a kvetch. The mail, they didn't get it. Baal Koponim, so Chaim Knievsky didn't think this was such a big chiddush, that the bracha is based on the Emunas Chachomim. But Chaim Shulevitz is saying to Hayim Madrega that over here, once the woman didn't feel any longer that bracha has where to go even, wasn't really a kvetch in her Emunas Chachomim, it stopped, the oil stopped. So she comes to Elisha with a shaila. So the Radak says, it says she came to the Navi. The Navi's unclear. Vatage Elisha Elokim. She told him. Strange thing. When she first came to the Navi, we understand. She came to the Navi, she has money problems. So she came to the Navi. She gave her a bracha. So he gave her a bracha. And he gave her an etzah. And then it was Miskaya. I mean, this was an intelligent woman. This was Eshet Zevadia. She's an intelligent woman. So now she comes back to him. She goes, what do I do with the oil? Well, obviously sell it. What do you think you should do with the oil? You have a house full of oil now. What do you think you should do? So he tells her, Vatovoi vatagei lisha lekim. Vayoy me'lo l'chi michri as ha-shemen. Va'atu b'neich tichi banoi. So you could pay up your debts. You have plenty to live on. Oil is oil. Oil is rich. Gevaldik. So the Radak was bothered. What was the shaila? Obviously, what was bothering the Radak? What the woman not know what to do? It's obvious what to do. So I saw once in the Kohelas David, Reb David Pardo, Hasfaradi, he also asked this question. He says, why did she come back to the Navi to ask him what to do? So he says an interesting word. He says that she came back to the Navi because since it was Shemen Nes, right, it was a miracle. The oil was a miracle. So she didn't know. There's a din, ain't nanami maisinism. She didn't know. What am I allowed to do with the oil? So he told her, don't worry. L'chi michri es Hashem. Sell it. You can sell it. It's not a problem. That's how he learns. What bothered me with his pshat is that l'chayra, the mahalach doesn't work, what he said. Because ain't nanami maisinism makes sense. If the nes was done for one purpose, okay, and now you want to use it for something else, so then ain't enemy mycenesim. Okay, I understand the concept. Ain't enemy mycenesim. There's a parashas drachim that says Moshe Rabbeinu, Avraham Avinu, didn't want to take the money from Sodom because it was mycenesim. When he said mechut v'atzrech now. He didn't want to benefit from the Maisanis. That's what he brings down. He brings down two reasons, two pshat, and that's one of the pshat. Ain't any more. So then we understand. Hashem gave Avraham Avinu a victory, miraculous victory. That was done primarily to save Lot. So now, Avraham didn't want to use the miracle for his own purposes. That makes sense. But here she comes to the Navi with a financial crisis. And the Navi says, here's the Eitzah. So of course she could benefit from the oil. This is what the nace was made for. This is what the nace was there for. So of course you could be nana from Isa Nisan. That's like when we conquered Eretz Yisrael, we allowed to take possession of Eretz Yisrael. It was also a nace. Of course. The nace was there to facilitate. We should conquer Eretz Yisrael. That's what the miracle. So the whole thing is there. That's why I always found the Radak Pshat more mistavre. And this Radak is based on a Medrash Chazal. That she actually asked him a shaila in Halacha. She wanted to know, Hayim chayeves la'asa mischoy loy. Is a chayev in maisles. She came with a Halacha shaila. and happens to be a great child. Why? Because if the oil would have come by itself, boom. Okay, so then it wouldn't have been a child. Because it's not Gedulei Karka. It's not from the ground. So, Potter from Trumas and Mises, right? Like now they have hydro planting in Eretz Yisrael. They grow things not out of the ground. So if something would grow not out of the ground, Potter from Trumas and Mises. Technically, right? Potter from Trumas and Mises. But Elisha only gave her a bracha based on something that she had. Ma yesh lach b'bayis. So it all came from that oil. Memele, it wasn't like something that came from something which wasn't Gedulei Karka. So she has the shayla. She chayv l'asa. That was a shayla. Reb Chaim has a different nekuda. Why? Reb Chaim Brisk has a similar shayla by Ner Chanukah. How they were yoytzei the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. If Bishlam, if you learn, the nace by the Beis HaMikdash was that the oil burned slowly. I understand. But one of the tirutzim of the Beis Yosef is it emptied out and filled up again. So Chaim asks, how were they yotze? It wasn't Shem and Zayazoch. You have to light the menorah with olive oil. This was Shem and nace. So that's how the Radak learns. That was the Shaila. Felisha Omalo, the Ein Sarech La'aso, the Shem and nace. Shem and nace. That's the reason why she doesn't have to be mafresh maisris from the oil. That was the pshat. I was thinking perhaps there's another pshat in this medrash, because I think that the pshat that the Radak is learning in the medrash is a very big chiddush. Because pashtas, avadah is no chiv maisris. Mumon of shuch. Is much that it's a new thing completely, there's no chiyuv ma'aser with something. In as much that it's part of the old oil, she already took ma'aser from that. She took ma'aser already. So, Maman of Shach, you follow nerds, if it was tevel to begin with, it's one thing. It wasn't tevel. So, she's only asking for the new oil that came. Man of Shach. The oil, if you look at the new oil that comes like it's something completely new, Potter from Trumas and Isaac. If you look at the oil that it comes from the old, also Potter from Trumas and Isaac. Because it grew from something that you already took Isaac from. So I want to tell you another deher possibly, you could say pshat over here. And this ties into a shaila I get a lot of times, halacha l'maisa, about Meiser money. Meiser money. What's the halacha if somebody gets a gift? They're supposed to take Meiser from that, right? So, Mitzvah Hashem, you guys will get married. You get chasna gifts, you get money. Supposed to give Meiser from that money, right? If you make $10,000, $20,000, you have to give $1,000 or $2,000 to tzedakah. Meiser. Now, what's the chiv Meiser? So, it's big shayla, chiv ma'aser, if it's chiv deraiser, if it's chiv derabonon, if it's a minute, wherever it is, chiv ma'aser, right? Now, what's the halacha? Somebody wants to buy a house. They can't afford it. So the parents come and the parents say, here's $20,000 for a house. Do they have to give ma'aser from that? Right, so if the parents gave them a house, they don't have to give ma'aser from the house. They don't have to go now and say, okay, my father, mother gave me a $500,000 house, so I owe now to Tzedakah, I have to give the money that I owe to Tzedakah. Right? I have to give $50,000 to Tzedakah. They don't have to do that. Right? That's the halacha. But here it's different. Here they gave you cash. But they channeled the cash, pedafke, for this purpose. Is there a chiv, b'chiyah gavne, to give ma'aser? Or not. So you should know that the Minchas Yitzchok gave Hoiro that money that's being given to somebody, a Nitzrach, somebody who doesn't have money, who has is needy, and the money was given for a particular cause, he says, La halacha, they're not allowed to use it for another cause, number one. And number two, therefore it's Potter from Isaac. It's no different than they gave you the thing itself. Because you're restricted from using it for any other purpose. That's what he says. So I was thinking a different pshat over here. She had a shaila about ma'aser k'sofim, not ma'aser trumas of ma'aser. Trumas of ma'aser is a zicher potter. But if she took a little bit of oil and she profited from that oil, she would have to give ma'aser k'sofim. So is this called my profit? That's a good shaila. Am I chayv and ma'aser from here? Or maybe since it was a ma'aser nisim, there's no chayv ma'aser on ma'aser nisim. Chazal learned it out. Asa to asa. Ma'aser mi prakmatye. Ma'aser. Maybe this is something different. If them zokta radak that this was a this nace was done specifically for her use. It's potter from ma'aser. But then it's moving her shaila. Then it's a good shaila. And then we get away all the shailas of the why would it have been chayev? Because a chayim brisk has a different kasha. There's no gemar maloch on it. It's the miruach that's machayev in trumas and maizes. So he has this new extra oil. There was no gemar maloch on it. And he's choyker. Reb Chaim has old shaila. Is it the final product that makes it chayev, or is it the processing that makes it chayev in trumas and maizes? But the way we're learning, we bypass all of those problems. She had one shaila. This oil that she had originally generated now a lot more oil. Does she owe stock of money? Not trumas and maizes money. And that the Novi told her that the Shemini, she's part of the Santa of the Prakmatia. Okay.